How's it going, guys? Hello. All right, fire away.
Sort of a difference would it make to you if you get Adrian in there?
Well, certainly having him back will help us, you know, give us a boost. We all know what a great player he is, and he's had a good week of preparation, so we'll just have to see if he's ready. I'm sure that's not quite determined yet.
How's he looked on the field to you? What he's
looks good. You know, he's got fresh legs, I guess, you know, and he's been able to execute the plays necessary for this game plan, so we'll just have to see if, you know, he's ready yet. It's a process, as you know, so you go through the practice sessions, and then, you know, as you recover from the practice sessions into the next day, so, you know, we've got a couple days left, and I'm sure Coach will keep you posted on that.
What do you look for when you're, you know, trying to decide if a guy is it cutting, is 40 time, is it what?
Well, you just need to see him function in every way, from carrying the football to running pass routes and catching and basically doing everything you can except see him get tackled. I don't think that's anything that we'll be able to simulate at this point.
Does he pick up right where you guys kind of left off when he was injured, or does you got to get him kind of acclimated to some new?
There certainly are some new things that we're doing that he's not as familiar with. You know, he's been in meetings, he's been around, he's somewhat familiar with what we're doing, but, you know, knowing it and actually going out and executing it are two different things.
How much, if he plays, how much different do you think the defense you face will play you guys?
I don't know. I mean, typically when Adrian's in the game, you get more single safety coverage. That's a little bit in line with the way they play anyways. They're a 3-deep, kind of a one high. So, you know, post safety type defense that blends in their split safety look. So, you know, obviously when he's out there, everybody's aware of it. And I'm sure they'll have something ready.
Does it change your play calling?
I don't think it changes it. We're going to try to do the same things with Adrian in the game as we would if he wasn't. You know, we feel like it's important to run the football. We found a way to get a little bit better in the run game in the last few weeks. Certainly, you know, with Adrian in there, hopefully that'll improve even more.
Do you know what receiver will be featured in a given game going in, or do you have a template for what you want to see, or is it literally dictated by what the defense comes out in?
A lot of times, you know, there's certain plays that the ball is going to go to one guy or get checked down. Then there's other plays where you're picking a side, working a check down. Then there's other plays where you just have a pure concept. I think catches come in bunches. Going into the game, I kind of, you know, in my mind will say this is probably going to be a good game for X player. But then as the game plays out, you know, the first play of the game last week was not designed to go to Rudy primary, but Sam scrambles around and we get a big gain out of it. So you just never know. I think that's why, you know, they're route concepts. And you got to have guys out doing what they're supposed to do, and Sam will try to find the open guy. We want to throw it to the open guy. That's generally the way this works.
That's the general rule of thumb?
General rule of thumb.
How simple is it to connect with deep passes to Diggs and Thielen then too, that were designed that way?
I'm sorry.
Deep passes to Diggs, yeah. And giving you multiple
We hit, you know, some deep throws, so-called deep throws last week, you know, and lost in all this. We actually threw the ball deep the week before more. We just didn't hit on them. So, help you with your narrative there. But we hit on more last week, and you certainly see what an explosive play can do for you. We also threw some checkdowns where we made guys miss and we got big plays. So, you know, the key is to get big gains, you know, and it happens in a lot of different ways. And then, you know, with a guy like Adrian in the game, sometimes he can create a big game and an explosive play just by handing him the ball. So that's the challenge, and that's what we're trying to do.
How much has this offense changed since you took over?
I don't know. That's probably a better question for the players. We're certainly featuring some different things than we did earlier in the season. The foundation and the fundamentals and how we communicate is very similar. A lot of the same concepts we went through the spring and training camp are in our game plan. But I'm sure there's some differences.
Mike Zimmer said today, someone asked about why Adrian wasn't great in the first couple games or didn't get a lot of yards, and he said new system. Is the offense that different this year from last year?
We added some new coaches, and we added some new concepts, and early in the year we were probably just still trying to find our way as to which things were going to be good. That's all.
What do you think the offensive line has been protecting a little bit better in recent weeks?
Yeah, they actually have done a good job with that. I think they're doing a good job working together. Anytime, you know, it's a protection system, so anytime you say, hey, they protected well, that means they're working together, passing off twists, blocking their guys individually. And some of that, you know, is the involvement of the running backs and tight ends.
Has anything changed there as far as, you know?
Very similar, you know, types of protection concepts. Just try to mix them up for them so the defense doesn't know how we're protecting. And then, they just got to go out and block your guy. And I think they've done a better job of that the last few weeks.
Is one of those positions, you know, you guys have been ravaged out to see the tackle position. Is there one that's more difficult to learn on the fly of the guard tackle?
The hardest position, in my opinion, when you have to change a guy out is center, because he's the guy that directs everything. So, you know, and then typically, you know, so that's the toughest position. And then beyond that, just being able to work together and know who you're blocking. And then each team presents different problems. So in some games, it's harder on the guards. In some games, it's harder on the tackles. But the guy that directs things typically has the most on his plate. Same can be said for the quarterback.
Pat, with the struggles in short yardage, do you look for something new to try, or do you try to perfect what you've been doing and just do it better?
Well, we've done a better job in short yardage. I think last week we could say it was goal line. You know, and I think that was a double whammy when you got a third and one on the goal, you know, so you get. But we've done some things to correct some of the mistakes that we had earlier. And I think the focus needs to be now making sure when we get on the 18-inch line, we get the ball in the end zone. I think early in the game, you know, we convert in those situations. You're talking about a way different football game if we get those two goal line scenarios. They turn into touchdowns.
How did, like, let's see, you got the ball on the 9-yard line, first and goal. Do they say to you, you get four to get it in, and does it change your play calling, or what's the?
No, typically when you start a drive, and you know, you typically have three plays. The decision to whether it's a fourth play or not is how close you are, you know, or the situation. You might be in that kind of sort of area. Are we going to punt it or kick a field goal, or you know, and those all come through Coach Zimmer.
Good. Thanks.
Good.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys.